Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to Lesson 2, Part 2 of Using Mobile Geo. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to search for a point of interest and set it as a pedestrian route destination. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're going to create a pedestrian route from my office to a coffee shop called Howard's. And we're going to do this, of course, in Mobile Geo. I'm sitting here with my Samsung Epix SGH907. Windows Mobile 6.1 smartphone, and I'm using my external Railtek 2110 Bluetooth GPS receiver. I'm going to get a list. I'm going to do a display here and see what I have on my screen.
Plus position colon 9063 Brunston Circle 211.
That's my current location. Let's go to position 1 here if I can do it.
Good quality 17 feet, tracking 11 satellites, window 11.
So I know that I have, I'm getting within 17 feet of accuracy, and that's pretty good. So I'm going to press the left soft key for the function menu.
Set positions, window 8.
And I want to search for the restaurant. So I'm going to go down to the search option.
Route functions, search 308. Nearest POIs, window 2.
Because I happen to know the name of the restaurant, and I know that it's close to where I am now, if I did the nearest POI option here, I'm sure it would come up in the list of items. But I want to do a specific search for the restaurant. So I'm going to choose the second option, advanced search. I'm going to highlight it and then press enter.
Advanced POI search, 202. POI search conditions, plus search string, colon.
Now it says plus search string, which means it's going to give me the string, of course, is any collection of numbers and text. I'm going to type in the name of the restaurant here. So since I know I want to do that, I'm going to press enter on the search string selection, which is at the top of the menu, and I'm going to do that by just pressing enter on this.
POI search conditions, window, search string, colon, edit, left soft, okay, right soft, cancel.
Okay, so now I have an edit box, and I'm going to type in Howard's. And this, of course, is not case sensitive. Now, one thing, I'm going to put in Howard's, H-O-W-A-R-D. Some people might put in H-O-W-A-R-D-S or H-O-W-A-R-D apostrophe S. Since I'm not sure which way it's listed, I'm going to just put in the root word Howard without an S and let the computer do the rest, or let Mobile Geo find it for me. So here we go. I'm going to type it in.
H-O-W-A-R-D.
I have Howard's in there. I did it with one finger. I didn't use both hands. So it's a little longer. I'm going to press OK or the left soft key.
Left soft search, right soft menu. POI search conditions, plus search string, colon, Howard.
Now,
Mobile Geo window, left soft search, right soft menu.
Great. Okay, so I have Howard's in the search string. I'm back at my main search menu. The next one down, the next item in the list would say, and I'll let it read it to you.
Plus search by colon name, 209.
So we want to search by name as opposed to street or anything else. And I know the category is going to be a restaurant. So I'm going to go down to the category.
Plus category colon all 309.
Right now, of course, it's set to all. I'm going to press enter on this. I don't want it to be all. It would work fine since it's so close. But because I want to speed up the search result page, the time it takes to search the map, the POI list, I'm going to go ahead and press enter.
Loading POI category. POI category selection window. Select a category colon list. Alt window 19. Left soft OK. Right soft cancel.
Now, of course, I can scroll up and down this list box, but I'm going to use first letter navigation and tap in the letter or enter the letter R for restaurant. I'm going to tap the letter R.
Restaurant 15019.
Okay, took me right to restaurants. And now I'm going to click left soft key. I'll tap the left soft key for OK.
Left Mobile Geo window. Left soft search. Right soft menu. POI search conditions. Plus search screen colon Howard.
Okay, so I have the search string set as Howard's. We're going to be searching by name, and the category is now set to restaurant. With all those entered, I'm going to press the left soft key to conduct the search. Here we go.
POI search results. Plus Howard's Coffee Shop, 416 feet north, window 3.
Okay, so there we have. We have Howard's Coffee Shop, and it's 415 feet northeast. Now, the interesting thing about this is that it looks like Howard's is spelled with an apostrophe S. And so because it is, if I, in fact, had typed in Howard's without the apostrophe, it would have not given me the correct result or said it didn't find any POIs that matched that search criteria with the way I specified it. So when entering POI names, it's always best to put in the root word and let the phone or Mobile Geo do the rest for you. So now that I have it, what I want to do now is I have three choices. Howard's is the first choice. It's the only one that came up, but I'm going to press the down arrow so you can hear.
Expand search 203.
I can expand the search.
Go back to POI search settings 303.
Or go back to the search setting and do it all over again. Since I have Howard's here and I know it's where I want to go,
plus Howard's Coffee Shop, 416 feet north, window 3.
Okay. The plus sign, of course, indicates that there is more data to be displayed, should I choose to. And, of course, I do, so I'm going to press Enter to select this.
Field details, plus name, colon, Howard's Coffee Shop.
And here's where I have all the details about Howard's, including its phone number, address. Now, I want to create a route to Howard's, and I'm going to do it on the fly. So I'm just going to press the left soft key, which is currently labeled Options.
Set as destination, window 3.
And this is what I want, of course. I'm going to scroll through the menu so you can hear them all.
Set as virtual position, 203. Save POI changes, unavailable, 303.
Okay, so because I haven't edited the POI setting, so that one is unavailable. Going back to selection 1.
Set as destination, 103.
So I'm going to press Enter.
Create pedestrian route to Howard's Coffee Shop, 104.
And yeah, we're going to walk there today. So I'm just going to select the default setting here, which is to create a pedestrian route. Press Enter on this.
Main screen, good quality, 17 feet, tracking 11 satellites, plus position, colon, 4836, and end lane, creating pedestrian route, please wait. Destination set to waypoint 6, Howard's Coffee Shop, next, waypoint 2, Brunson, 83 feet, 10 o'clock, turn left on Brunson Circle, heading north, then turn right on Santa End Lane, waypoint, main screen, good quality, 17 feet, tracking 11 satellites, plus position, colon, 9057, Brunson Circle, skip 1 point along route, next, waypoint 2, Brunson, 89 feet, 10 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. So, I'm set to go. Now, I'm upstairs in my office, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this part of the recording, and when I come back, we'll be walking out of my office door downstairs, and we're going to do exactly what it said, which is to turn left, and I'll pick it up from there. But understand that this is the very first part, and really the most difficult part of the whole process. Now, the computer will do the rest for us. So, we decided where we wanted to go, made sure our external GPS receiver was powered on, turned on Mobile Geo, and created a route, and we did it by searching for the POI first and then setting it as a pedestrian destination. Okay, I'll see you back here in a few minutes. Bye-bye. Okay, here we are. I'm outside, and I'm going to do a simple status check on the phone so you can hear what all the parameters are set to. This walk will take approximately 2 minutes, 36 seconds, and I have disabled the microphone input so we won't be disturbed by traffic and wind and so forth. Okay, so here we go.
Destination set to waypoint 5, Howard's, next, waypoint 2, Stand and Brunson, 126 feet left, approaching right turn at waypoint 2, Stand and main screen, good quality, 19 feet, tracking 11 satellites, plus position, colon, 9051, Brunson Circle. Walk on back, make a leap. Proceed ahead on Stand and Lane, heading east, then turn left on Cobblestone Lane, waypoint 3, heading north. Let me breathe in private, cause each time I see you, I'll break down. Next turn, colon, waypoint 2, Stand and Brunson, turn right, 21 feet, 2 o'clock, less than 1 minute. Broken in blue, walk on back, walk on back. Foolish pride is all that I have left. Continue straight, 199 feet, away from 3, Cobblestone, then Stand and turn left on Cobblestone Lane, heading north, then turn left on Lincoln Avenue, waypoint 4, heading west, approaching left turn at waypoint 3, Cobblestone, then Stand and in 195 feet. Turn left on Cobblestone Lane, heading north, then turn left on Lincoln Avenue, waypoint 4, heading west.
Straight, one left on Lincoln Avenue, heading west.
5 hours.
And that's all there is to it. We're here. I hope you enjoyed our lesson today, in which we learned how to first search for a point of interest and then set it as a pedestrian route destination. If you'd like more information about Mobile Geo, go to codefactory.es. That's www.codefactory, that's all one word, .e as in Edward, S as in Sam. My name is Mark Taylor, and I will see you back here for Lesson 3. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.